January 31st, 1993, Robert Robb speaking at the Barnyard Community Room. There is no set topic, so just listen to the tape and see what we talked about. So, for those of you who didn't raise your hands to either of those three questions, my name's Rob, and at least for what I'm doing today, the definition we'll use is I'm a clairvoyant and clairaudient. I've been psychic from birth, and first noticed that I was different around age 5. Walked into one of my mom's cocktail parties and started doing readings for all the people, even though they weren't talking to me. So I got in big trouble because the things we were talking about, a little kid doesn't quite understand, and they had had a few drinks. So I got in hot water and was sent up to my room, so I guess that's the first opportunity to see that also being psychic isn't always necessarily safe, but I feel real safe here today. I don't see any white robes or anything like that. I left home at 13 and have been doing professional readings since then. I took a few years off and laid around in Hawaii. And so I've really just recently returned to doing work a year ago, almost to date. So I tend to be a hermit, and so many of you may not have seen me around, and I do travel a lot lately, so another reason why you may not have seen me. But I'm glad to have so many people who know me. I feel like family here today. It's so exciting. The types of things I like to do when I do readings are different than what you're going to see today. Usually with readings, I love doing people's auras and chatting with some of their angels and guides and doing some how to be the best you can be person sort of stuff, or soul purpose, some people like to call it, or different types of healings to really bring out the best you. Today, I'm just going to just rattle off all sorts of things. A lady in Texas wrote an article about me and called me the Robin Williams of metaphysics. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but she did say that you should get a warning to fasten your seatbelt, so that's your warning. I tend to contradict things. Don't believe anything I say, because most of what I say is totally true for me, but not maybe for you. I believe everybody's way is the right way. And so I'm just going to throw out a bunch of different things so that you can pick and choose what you want. Now, granted, you might hear some things new, or you might think I'm ridiculing one of your belief systems. If, in fact, that happens and you want to address it, please feel free. I'm really comfortable with that. I do believe if somebody wants to learn something new or be exposed to something new, it might go against what they already believe. And usually when people get things that they don't believe presented to them, they get a little bit afraid. And usually to cover up that fear, they get a little bit angry, or a lot of bit angry. And so you're welcome to have that also. This is a pretty cool room. And if you do get angry and have it out with me, those of you who get shamed or have self-esteem issues, there's a whole bunch of therapists in this room who may have brought their business cards with them. So I'm always for networking no matter how I do it, even if it's in the back door. Okay, so please feel free to take issue with me and know that I just, in the world of truth, Plato and Socrates and a number of people have played with what is truth, and all I believe what truth is what you simply believe in the moment. And 2 seconds later, if you're anything like the wonderful children on the planet that are here to teach us to just be, you might change your mind. And what you would have died for 2 seconds ago, you'll now laugh about, if you lived, to laugh about 2 seconds later. So I'm hoping that we'll just provide a wonderful ambiance in the room and raise the frequencies up a few notches and open a few different neuron chambers, or however all this third-dimensional physiological stuff works. I don't understand it. I won't pretend that I do. And we'll just see what we can get happening. So know that my truth is just my truth. And I'm not challenging your truth, but if you want me to, I will, because I do enjoy that very much. Yeah, I guess that's like Robin Williams. That might be close. More like Stuart Wilde, I imagine. So please feel free to have at it with that. My favorite comedian Gallagher said, or I guess now he's my second favorite. I take that back. I've fallen in love with Stephen Wright. He said, I once got an F on a test that asked for my opinion. When you tell your truth, it's just an opinion. But we seem to, in the world as a classroom, most people seem to think it's up for grading. So So if you want to grade it, you're welcome to, but please don't be hard on yourselves or think you've done it the wrong way when you hear me say things. I see things very differently than many people, so I tend to do things very differently. I'm not here to shatter your realities, but I'm here to shake things up a little bit. And I believe, thank you guys, we just got, I got a confirmation on our topic for today. It's the one I wanted to talk about too. Lately, a lot of stuff I've been observing in the third dimensional world about the difference between human beings and human doings. And I have observed that the majority of people think they're human doings. And so we're going to talk about being, I guess, as a format today. It may not sound like it, but by the time I'm done, maybe that'll be the frame of reference. Oh, good, I get 2 hours to just ramble. This is great. Where to start? So there's a number of different ways to approach this. I'm going to jump to some different levels, but a notch above the third dimension, and many of you have heard me say this before, but I want to do some foundations, is the way I see things as a psychic when I do my aura color parts, and the way I see the planet with its aura vibrations. Around 1969, planet Earth moved into the violet vibration. And this violet or purple vibration is to last to somewhere between 2000 and 2012 when we move into the indigo era. I happen to be an indigo and violet, so I'm very excited to represent both parts of these shifts. And so what the violet era tends to be about, and a great many of you in this room have violet, the violet era is about harmony and balance, about self-expression and autonomy, about peacefulness, about mediation, ending, the bottom line is ending separation. And so a lot of things are happening on the planet right now to collapse systems or rearrange systems, or, and that includes relationship, which we most likely will talk about today, I'm being told. So, oops, no pen. I need a pen brought up to me from the back, pretty please. Oh, great, thank you. I'd like this, like, got a match? Okay. Thanks. I will return this, I promise. So in this violet vibration that's happening on the planet, the majority of people are really compelled to experience what their truth is. Up till date, we're all starting to recognize how we've allowed ourselves to be lied to, or how we lie to ourselves. Hey, Wayne. And maybe how we lie to others and don't even know that that's happening. This era that we're in as we complete the violet era is the decade of truth. And I imagine you guys have probably noticed that by now. All of your hidden agendas are coming up, every hidden issue. Just watch every system that you can peek at in the news or that's happening around you, and there's no more secrets. And another reason why I hope all my therapy friends brought their business cards. Therapists have waiting lists these days because of all these things that are coming up. We're on a very tight exponential timeline to get to the year 2000, which is the beginning of the indigo era. The indigo era is about peace and harmony on Earth. It is about the golden age, and the indigos are the new age children, or the star-seeded kids that have come on the planet to teach you all how to end separation by spreading your molecules out and spreading your belief systems out and just all-encompassing things and getting over doing and just be. So we'll ramble around today a bit about what being is. And if I, oh, by the way, if I don't complete a thought and I don't get to it later, just raise your hand so you didn't complete a thought, because I tend to be not very mental. And I see things very holographically, so I'm doing my best to kind of put a pinpoint on it. So if I go in this really wonderful direction, set everything up and stop, don't be afraid to bust me on it, because I just totally am listening and feeding out what I'm hearing, and I may not finish all the time. I hear so many things, I get all carried away. In this indigo era, and peace and harmony on Earth, many, many changes are going to happen, but in order to get into this era of light, we need to be in truth. Or imagine you've heard the way, the truth, and the light, or the truth shall set you free, or the truth shall, I'm going to do my Jimmy Swaggart imitation, I'm so tempted. Yeah. So the truth shall set you free. So what's happening right now to get to this truth and get to that part is we're really having our molecules scrambled, we're really having an amazing DNA shift. Now if you talk to different psychics and different people, you're going to get different storylines. If you talk to people in the Hebrew faith, they're starting to realize that the lost 10 tribes have to do with the missing 10 DNA strands. And if you talk to some scientists, they're finding out that there's these missing 10 strands, and it has to do with genetic engineering. And then as these people start playing with space and alien people, they're talking about how we're all star-seeded people and we're products of aliens who want to have us regenerate their race. And so they took out the 10 DNA strands. Boom! Or exploded them out. Took out the 10 DNA strands so that we wouldn't have all of our psychic abilities or all of our knowingness or our multidimensional understandings. And so what's beginning to happen right now is a lot of people are regenerating those strands. And so they're going through a lot of physical discomfort, especially cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacral, L4 and 5. So those of you who have L4 and 5 stuff happening as you're being remolecularized, you're welcome to wiggle and get up and move. There's a number of people in here that have that happening, so I don't expect you to sit still through all this. Please feel free to move that energy. The way, the truth, and the light, what's happening in this expansion and during these DNA shifts and all these multi-level things, the one that I most like to pay attention to is that we're having a really exciting fourth and fifth dimensional frequency experience. The third dimension being height, width, and depth. Fourth dimension, in my mind, being time or timelessness. And fifth dimension being matter, or it doesn't matter. And you're going, yeah, some of you might be saying that lately. You might even think this doesn't matter, and you're very right. As we're going through the fourth dimensional shifts, many of you have probably noticed that, yes, your watches still have 12 little dots on them, but it does take 24 of those dots to do what you used to do in 12 dots. That makes sense? It now takes 13 to 14 days to do what you used to do in 7. So everybody gets to work on their self-esteem things because they don't think they're good enough anymore and they can't keep up, and they're working themselves to death, and Epstein-Barr's setting in, and very exciting processes to get you to finally realize that just because there's 12 dots doesn't mean time isn't slipping. Have any of you noticed that it takes twice as long to do what you did 10 years ago? And it's not because you're older, and it's not because you're senile or lazy. It's a very fascinating folding and an expansion that's happening right under your very noses. And so one of the important things, again, coming back to the storyline today about being, is you're here to just be. And if you resist and try to do, you're going to get exhausted. You finally made me so mad I have to tell you how I really feel. Or, for our own personal experience, we're making ourselves so exhausted we have to listen to how we really feel. And so last year was all about intensity in a fatigue range and in a self-esteem range in relationships and in work and in money. It was very fascinating watching it all. It was all to quit doing or be so outcome-oriented or income-oriented if you have many issues. So what's going on in this frequency shift, in this fourth dimensional shift, is that time is just beginning to spread out. And so you really need to stay conscious. You really need to pay attention and quit thinking something's wrong with you. And maybe look at your watches and realize you really are being efficient. There just isn't the amount of time there used to be. When I saw Adolphine Carroll speak here, she pulled out a cute newspaper article about a year ago when this first opened. And it said that the scientists and their computers sat down and figured out that the way information is going these days, at this point in time, information doubles every 100 years. And just 10 years ago, it was doubling every 1,000 years. And by the year 2012, information is going to double every day. So please don't store most of this. You're going to need the room. Just take what you need. Okay? Yeah. That'll fix all the human doings that are really working hard. Your identity doesn't lie in outcomes, and it doesn't lie in what you do or who you think you are. One of the exciting things about fatigue and depression and all these fun things we all seem to have running through our lives, that eventually gets us to let go and just be. And if you'll even consider the possibility of just being, or look at your definition of what that is, or allow for certain opportunities for that to happen, this transition in the fourth dimensional frequency will lighten up. In the fifth dimensional frequency, you'll find maybe more and more of you are deciding that things don't matter. The minute you decide something doesn't matter, it just spreads out. and it doesn't matter anymore. And if you think it matters, it gets very intense or very condensed or very dense. It's up to you. You guys are all God. So if God thinks it matters, therefore it does. And if God thinks it doesn't, it just spreads out. It's totally up to you. Even though all this exciting stuff's out here, we think we're supposed to react to it, and it's just a mirror for you. And so if you'll start coming within and practice just being, and watch out for the time stuff, and pay attention to your molecules spreading out, and take all these serious things and maybe throw it doesn't matter on top of them and see what happens. Let it spread out. International Forum of New Science is something I've been to a couple of times. It happens in Colorado every year, and it's a group of state-of-the-art scientists, including Nobel Prize winners and rocket scientists and genetic engineers and the whole range, and then a bunch of space cadets. And what we're trying to do when we meet is we use space cadet language and quantum physics language and third-dimensional physics language and all that, and we're eventually finding we're all going to the same direction. We just use different ways to get there. There is no right and wrong, except when you limit yourself to your own idea of what terminology should be. With this group, a group of scientists, three or four years ago came, and we were talking about this DNA expansion that was just beginning. And they really were fascinated about DNA and what they were doing with it, and so they went back with what they learned into their lab and attempted to put DNA molecules in a vacuum, which they did do, and then they all circled around. I can see all these guys in their white lab coats. They all circled around the place where the DNA was in a vacuum, and they sent love to it, and it turned into light. So they've been hearing us talk about that we're turning into light, and that love is the key, and teach only love, and just be and expand, and be still and know that you are God, blah, 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 all that stuff. Bottom line is now we have scientists that are having great joy in proving what is pretty much already known. And so for those who have a hard time buying into their own personal belief, you can read a couple books these guys are kicking out. They're turning DNA into light by loving on it. I believe in their theory that I got, and this is my wording for it, is that we're all just genetic popcorn. And once we have enough sufficient love, we just go into light. Yeah. That, I believe that's the theory. And so once the heat is sufficient, huh? So there seems to be a lot of heat lately. So what's going on during this transition is the application of the heat, and to get people to be exhausted, or if that's the seems to be the system they need to do, we're really being asked to just be. However that is, everybody's definition of just being is going to be different. When I was retired and living in Hawaii for those years, I used to hang out at Mauna Kea Beach every day, and I would sit down there in my chair, in the shade, of course, because I'm not very fond of sun, but I love the shade. And I would watch all these type A business people, these multi-billion dollar people, come down there, because this was the place to go at the time on the Big Island, and they would sit in their chair, and I could just see them like they were CEO material. They were just frozen into that chair, or they'd be wiggling, and you could, and I could just see their wives as they were going, "Now, just relax." "I am relaxed." Great. So their idea of being, once they had a relaxing environment, was totally different than many other people's. So what you'll find is, if you believe you're being, and you're not really being, you'll just make yourself a little bit more tired each time, or things will run up, and so get over the judgments about fatigue. I've had to. Get over whether you're good enough or not, or whether it matters or not. It's still going to make impacts in life, because we're attached to these outcomes and these goals and these dreams that we've had. I believe we can have all of those the minute we let go and decide to just be and come from that centered place and then create it, versus trying to create things with our brains being the biggest limiting governor in our body. Our brains are not what we're really here to work with. There's a core beingness to us. There's a soul. There's an interface between this third dimension and the ethers. That's like a short order chef. And when you tell that short order chef to burn two eggs and toast, that's what your reality is going to look like. And so what you're being asked to do is to have this burnt two eggs and toast reality system and keep trying to make scrambled eggs. If you don't learn to just come to your center and just to be, and quit trying to make this out-picture world prove that you're a good enough person, you're going to exhaust yourself. You're really being asked to get centered, come inside, spread your molecules out and reframe your beingness by reminding yourself or reminding back in the mind, remembering back into the member, however you want to do it. Some of you are mind-oriented, some are member-oriented. There's many different ways. But to bring it into the body so that you can start reframing your core belief systems based on who you want to be, then step forward and have your world match your new beliefs. Hopefully, we might talk about that in more detail. Each one of you can make up your own way to do it. I don't know if I have enough time today because I like to talk for hours about it, but one of the bottom lines on it is to just take the time every day to just get quiet, even if that's through movement, because those of you with yellow energy can't sit still. You probably had that wonderful experience of trying to sit in a meditation group and all you can think about is your ankle and your neck and what the hell am I doing here? Yellows meditate through movement, and the other people meditate through sitting still. And so however you want to meditate, however you want to get to it, it can be sexual, it can be dancing, it could be bike riding, or it could be sitting and oming. However you want to do it, there is no right or wrong way. Get into that space and come into your inside and just tell yourself how cool you are, even if you don't believe it. The brain's the governor. The brain's job and your perceptual system's job is to give you total feedback about what it is your core system believes. If you don't believe you're good enough, everything outside of you is going to prove you're not good enough. And it's not the brain you fix, because as therapists and stuff, when we work with people's brains, what we find out is we fix this drama and it's like a weed. If you don't get the roots or the core, it pops up over here. Now granted, the difference between a weed and a judgment is, or a weed or a flower is a judgment. So I'm just doing my own judgmental thing. Weed as in we don't want it. Oh, there is a fun determination on weeds. If you poison it, dehydrate it, yank it out, stomp on it, and it grows, it's a weed. And if you nurture it, love it, and water it and all that, and dies, it's a flower. That is probably a more accurate third dimensional system for judgment. So take the time to do whatever it takes to come inside and just pay attention to you and quit thinking that you have to change out there or change you to match out there. For those of you who have heard me say this before, it's the equivalent of a dog barking at its reflection in the mirror. You know, when you go right, it goes right, and when you go left, it goes left. You're not going to change what's happening during this very intense time by trying to read books and learn things and become a better person. If, in fact, that's the case, take a speed reading class, because in the next 100 years, you're going to have to learn to read fucking fast. Trust me. And so what's really up here is to start coming to your center, to get centered. Like a fulcrum on a teeter-totter. Center doesn't necessarily mean that you can't have ups and downs, but there is a center on the teeter-totter with the fulcrum, and some parts will go up and some will go down. Get over the judgments about the up and down and recognize that there is a center. Come to that center, and then when you get to that center, say, hey, you are perfect. You are absolutely safe, completely valuable, and unconditionally powerful, absolutely powerful. Remind yourself that you're powerful, safe, and valuable at that core beingness. Let it reframe, let it send the messages up to your perceptual system, and let your perceptual system then perceive the new belief that you have. If you keep trying to create it outside, it'll keep just jumping up in different places. There's many different ways to do that. If you can't figure out your own, call me. I'll be glad at $200 an hour to tell you. Cards are in back. So hopefully you'll just have your own system where you can share it with each other. Or maybe we'll just do another group and just specifically address that. So we're all on the line to go and turn into light. The way, the truth, and the light. Or the truth shall set you free. We're expanding into light. These fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies are lighter. So you may notice that you're drinking a lot more water. You may notice that you're getting really sick and tired of eating. Even though you might still do if you have a food addiction like I do. But I'm still really sick and tired of eating, but I like it. It helps fix my feelings until I figure out a better way. In this violet era turn, there's a few indigos in the room too. Thank you for bringing yours. I'm very glad you're here. The indigo, there's a very cool indigo kid over there. Indigos are the new age children. Michael Jackson is the only famous indigo. I consider myself the infamous indigo. I'll let you decide for yourself. In this indigo era that's coming, you're going to notice that the indigo children, where there's many of them at a really young age right now coming on the planet, that we are definitely different people. We tend to be androgynous. We tend to be able to see everything. Everything's like a big swirl or bundt cake of energy. Not only guides and spirits and angels, which are all just past, present, and future multidimensional aspects of us, not to make them sound separate, but all these parts and all the carpet talks to me and this wall and the pillar and your guys' shoes. So I get to know a lot about you through what you might think are inanimate objects. But indigos know that there's life and love in everything. When we move into this indigo era, we'll be more than glad to show you how it all works, because you'll have reframed your systems to be able to accommodate that belief. That's what's up right now. You'll find that we tend to be shy. It's my violet parts that lets me get in front of you. Most indigos are autistic at this point in time. They're caught in little space and time loops, and they're geniuses. The movie Rain Man's about an indigo. And indigos are very holographic. We see everything as a whole, so it's really hard for us to do linear. So I'm doing my best to be linear today. So far, I think I've done okay. Bust me if I slide on it, because playing Earth person isn't always my best routine. But in Rain Man, a box of toothpicks got dropped on the floor, and he goes, 1,222. Like, wow. Indigos see everything as a whole. When you believe in separation, you think you need to count all of those things. When you don't, you start seeing everything in whole parts. Then you can decide to play with the parts, but then that's the joy, is to come from the whole and play with the parts. But you'll find that today's indigo kids absolutely can't lie. In fact, if they're around somebody lying, it physically hurts. So they're bluntly honest. Gifted geniuses, most of them have 150 IQ as a starting point. I just barely made it. I got 155. I'm one of those dull, normal indigos. But most indigos are amazing geniuses and very brilliant. There was an indigo at 3 years of age who taught his mom how to dematerialize, and I went up to meet him when he was 13 so he could show me. We did our indigo language stuff. At 3 years of age, he had a bruise on his leg, and his violet mother, most indigos seem to have violet moms, said, "Oh, Alex, let me heal that bruise. Let me show you how to do it with white light." He goes, "Oh, Mom, you want to learn about white light now?" And he just goes, "Whing." Just like Star Trek. He just disappeared into the gaps. And after she recovered and he came back, well, maybe on one of these Sundays, if you guys remind me, I'll show you the techniques to do that. They're not easy. But if you're mostly yoga people are better at it, because you have to be able to feel all the parts of your body at once. You need to feel when your heart's contracting and expanding and when your lungs are doing there. But for those of you who can do that, call me and we'll do a little group and I'll show you how to do it. If you want to learn how to do it, learn to feel your heart and lungs as they're at full compression and expansion. And once you have that, I'll show you the trick. So he was teaching her how to expand and turn into light at age 3. He's now 15. I talked to her a couple of weeks ago. He's at the university in Seattle doing all this physics stuff since he was a little kid. He's been, his mother's bought him a million sets of models, and he takes them and cuts them and glues them. And he's told her from when he was 3 that he's making a spaceship that's going to take him off the planet back to where his soul is, because he forgot to come with it. And he needs to have something that doesn't interfere with the environment. So he figured plastic, and he just teleported with thought. And that's how some spaceships propel themselves. Those ones that zig and zag, you just simply create a vacuum around a space, and then you send your attention to the part you want to go to, and it'll just suck you right to it. There's a saying. Anybody have any amputees in here? Oh, good. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So every one of you, I imagine, has a big toe on your left foot, or maybe your right foot. There it was the whole time, but until you put your attention on it, you weren't really feeling it. And now you get to see where it feels in your shoe. Were you crossing your leg? Were you sitting on it? There's a lot of stuff in this room, not only your big toe that's having, hell, that's part of your body, and you're not paying attention to it. There's a lot of stuff going on. We need to pay attention. We need to get conscious. The way to get conscious is to come to your center. The way to really pay attention is to just be. If you're busy doing, you can't be being, and if you're busy doing, you're not going to be able to pay attention to your big toe and your top hair follicle at the same time. You just can't do that. Once you learn to be, and once you learn to pay attention to yourself and learn to focus your attention, you can do anything. I do readings for people all the time. People come in and say, "Tell me about Uncle Joe," and we'll just start talking about Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe's part of me. He's part of you. We're all interconnected. Even if Uncle Joe's alive or dead, there is no such thing. It's a trick. in the separate world. It's a trick. When I put my attention on that part of me, that big toe part of me, we can get all the information. It's not that I have a gift or I'm unusual. We all can do this. And the way to do it, and we all want to do it. Everybody's really wanting to be psychic lately. Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it, by the way. There's a few psychics in the room, and if you want to ask them their horror stories, they'll be glad to raise their hands. The grass is always greener on the other side. It does have its interesting problems at the time. We're going through this shift into this indigo era, and we're really, the indigos are here to teach you to be. You're going to find that there are some very amazing kids on the planet at this time that when you say something, they will instantly turn around at age 5, 6, and 7 and start teaching you about how it works. They're very brilliant. They know how to be. Indigos came here to just be and radiate. When people cut the lawn, I hear all the grass scream. And I don't have too much judgment anymore about pain or right or wrong, but I still hear it. So I've pretty much gotten over the fact that the grass has to, it was there for that purpose or however it's all set up. But we're really being asked to, as being people, are to come to our centers to reconnect with the fact that everything's living, including that chair you're sitting on that you might have stuck some gum up and under. It may not like that. When we dig holes in the ground, it isn't very happy. It does make sounds and noises. So before you dig a hole in the ground, doesn't mean don't do it. Ask if it's okay. May I dig a hole in you? We do the same for somebody else, I would imagine. May I dig a hole in you? They have the choice of saying yes or no. Or are you willing to participate in an excavation? Start paying attention. Just come into being. If we're too busy being human doings, the world is full of traps to pull you out and to make you chase all these carrots. It's real tempting. I'm really watching that. Now, I want you to know that it isn't just third dimensionally, it happens metaphysically too. We'll just pick, since I'm doing metaphysics today, we'll talk metaphysically. On the third dimensional level, I watched a Nike commercial today, and the Nike commercial had this 50-year-old guy talking about how, just do it, I think was the bottom line, and he's got this gorgeous body, and he's like, I have to work harder than I used to do, and it's real important that I do, though he never said why, because I'd really like to know why it was so important he had to work hard and look good, but we never want to tell the truth about our shame issues on TV. We just want to play them like a violin. So he's talking about how important it is to be gorgeous at 50 and like 40 and all that and just do it. And I went, why the fuck just do it? Who gives a shit? Unless, of course, you're selling something to somebody. Then it's real important. You want them to just do it, like do this. Multidimensionally, it happens micro-macro everywhere, so we have a bunch of escapees, and there are a few in this room, from the third-dimensional paying attention world into the metaphysical world. So we run to the bookstore, and we talk to psychics, and you guys think we know what we're talking about. We don't know shit. Trust me. We're just as lost as you, we wouldn't be here. Right? If you're so good, what the hell are you doing here? Okay, so we got the... So in the multidimensional world, we have these people learning all this stuff and becoming experts of rhetoric. Just like in the third dimensional world, we're going to have a power lunch and we're going to use power words so nobody knows we're wimps or that we're scared shitless. So then we get in the metaphysical world and now we understand quantum physics and chakra systems and vibrations and radiation, and all we're doing is covering up the fact that we're still scared shitless. There's a lot of stuff. I walked by that bulletin board when I went to get the key to this room. There's all sorts of stuff on that bulletin board. And by the way, you'll probably notice I'm not telling any of you guys what to do, and I'm not promising you this will make you better people. Might make you worse people. Taking a chance coming to see me. All that stuff says, well, you need to be a better person. You need to tone up your chakras. You need to get in touch with light and sound. You need to get in touch with your guardian angel and your come to your... expand your molecules and do all this. In other words, that whole thing said you're not good enough just the way you are, and if you really believe that, come to one of these classes. We'll be more than glad to take your money just like Nike does. Just do it. All we need is a big sign over that says, just do it. Annie got in the mail yesterday this really cool thing from some lady with a lot of consonants, because if you have a lot of consonants, you sound real powerful. Ziva Karizna Mama. It began with Z's, a lot of Z's and K's. You know, Z's and K's, if you use the right amount of F's, Z's, and K's in the right word, you can really insult somebody because it's really powerful. So these are some really intense people who want you to know how intense they are. So they use a lot of consonants in their name to sound really powerful. And then it says, I am the best on the planet at getting you to the higher octaves. And who wants to get to higher octaves? Just once you get to the higher octave, you think you're finished? There's more octaves. Don't be in a hurry to improve when you're perfectly fine just the way you are. So she's talking about get to these higher octaves, this and that, and I'll do this for you. And I'm going, wow, that sounds really good. But again, be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. Go and play at those higher octaves and realize what a mess you are if you haven't done your homework at these low levels. If you think you have physical discomfort now or stresses and strains and fears, play at a higher octave and have not done your homework. Ouch. A lot of people in this room are playing at higher octaves right now and haven't done their homework. So what we're chatting about today is homework. And I don't mean homework. I'm just talking about pay attention. Come to your center. Don't believe anything I say that doesn't sound right. Okay? Because some of you aren't going to believe some of the things I say, and some of you like some of the stuff. Use your discernment. Use your judgment. Just do what brings you the greatest joy, gives you the permission to be the best you you can be right now, even if you make a mistake. Little kids totally have it figured out. You know, they sit there and play, and I'll be the good guy this time, I'll be the bad guy, or I'll serve tea and you be this, and I'll serve tea this time. We change roles and we juxtaposition, we make a million mistakes, and time just flies and we have a great time. And then we get into kindergarten to first grade, and they make us do a career decision. What are you going to be when you grow up? Well, that ruins it right there. We were having a great time until they did that to us. Or kids know this, I'm rubber, you're glue, it bounces off of me and sticks to you. And I think that might be tied in with therapy these days, where they say everything's a mirror, you got to own your own realities. Kids knew it from day one. They said it much more simply and at much cheaper price. If you want to do therapy, go play with the kid. If you want to do real therapy, go play with that indigo kid back in the corner. He'll blow you out. It's real important to just be okay with who you are. We're all working on that. I'm still here, so I'm working on being okay with who I am. And I imagine that most of you are working on that too. You wouldn't be here listening to another wreck talk to you. Okay? We're really being asked to come to our center, to come back to our being, to pay attention. This indigo era that's coming is all about expansion, peace and harmony, well-being. Chet Snow's book, Mass Dreams of the Future, talks about how in the year 2006, 96% of you aren't going to have bodies. And he's doing all this work that some lady did for 30 years, and he's done it for 20 years now, where you take people in past and future regressions, and the majority of people don't even respond until you say, look at all the light that's around you, and then they come alive because they're in these big light bodies. There's a lot of changes going on. I imagine you probably noticed. And it's happening at an intense exponential rate. If you try to figure out how you fit in it and become a human doing or perceive yourself in this measurement instead of just being and realizing it really doesn't matter, then it's going to get very exhausting. So how you wish to do it is up to you. I'll rattle out a few different ways as we go along. One of the best ways I'm finding is pay attention to your breath. Good, everybody started to breathe. I love that. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. All you had to do is think about it and you started breathing. Some of you are just like me. You hold your breath even. Pay attention to your breath. The majority of you in the room, almost all of you, 99.9% of you, as I've checked each one of you out when I wandered around the room earlier, don't breathe. But you don't have to become some yoga master, and you don't have to become Miss Perfect Breather or Mr. Perfect Breather. All you're being asked to do is remind yourself or remember, however it is you process, to breathe. Okay? You can put little crystals in the room, or every time you see the refrigerator handle, that works really good for me because I see it a lot. Every time I see the refrigerator handle, I go, oh yeah, breathe while you're eating, Rob. Here's what's up if you're not breathing. If you're not breathing, you're pretty much operating from about your heart up. So you stay in your head a lot, and all these mental things totally trap you, and just do it gets you to reach and just do it. It gets you feeling you're not good enough until you have the right clothes, the right car, the right dress, the right this, the right that, or enough information. And that happens metaphysically, too. We got to have those cool purple and whatever Yogananda things, and we got to have our crystal bowls. Most people don't even use them. They put them in the living room. Whoever comes in thinks they're cool people because they want to feel safe. How many people own those bowls and don't use them? How many people own crystals and don't even talk to them or pay attention to them? They're just decoration. Of course, so is the coffee table. They all have the same communication skills. But since we're buying them in a metaphysical proportionment, we need to pay attention. disproportionate. That's a good word. I have no idea what it means. Anybody know what that word meant when I said it? Gotta bust me on these things, I'm telling you. Don't just let it slide. Don't let your shame-based issue say, I don't know what the fuck you're saying, Rob. I don't know what I'm saying all the time. I make up words. Okay, so in this world with all these shame-based things, it's real important to speak up. Okay? So bust me on things when I mumble and garble. I appreciate it. That way I can be more efficient communicator. And you can get over your issues along with me. So paying attention to breath, if you're just kind of staying from your heart to your head, you're stuck in your head and the total Madison Avenue world will grab you whether it's metaphysical or not. Also, metaphysically speaking, if you're not paying attention and breathing fully, you won't feel fulfilled, you won't feel inspired. I mean, the words are there, and I imagine they translate through all languages, but we're going to do English today. You are not getting information. You are not telling the universe you're ready to receive. If you'll breathe, the universe says, oh good, you're ready to receive now. You're conscious enough that you'll even pay attention to your breath. You're going to pay attention to your big toe, your hair, and your lungs at the same time. You have to walk down the street like this. Pay attention to all the parts. When you breathe in, the universe says, oh good, you're receiving. Everybody take a deep breath. Feels good. Also, another reason to do it is it feels good. Can't go masturbate in public, but you can breathe. Feels pretty good. It's safe. Nobody left. So far, I haven't insulted anybody. It's very amazing. I'm just beginning. When you don't breathe biologically, biochemically, your cellular system doesn't get but half the oxygen or less that it needs, so it's not able to carry the endorphins around so you can have that joy you're getting that everybody says they want and they've been working their buns off to create. Well, there's no oxygen to carry it around your body. There's no system. Your cells don't last as long, so they're dying off more quickly but that half oxygen rate, so you need to breathe more to stop that process. And if you're not, then those cells die. It takes more energy to replace the cells that are dying and more energy to move the cells that didn't die around your body. And so you're using a lot of energy that could be used for other things. When you pay attention to your body and breathe and get inspired and get fulfilled, you can have your cake and eat it too. Time flies when you're having fun. Any questions on that yet? Okay. If you have a question, catch me on some of these because I'm going to jump over. I want to talk about a bunch of different topics. So biochemically speaking, you want homeostasis. Everybody says they want balance. Well, to have homeostasis, give your body a chance to amp up, to get balance, to receive. Also, the information in the air or in the wind or in your breath is very amazing. Our own bodies create winds, sometimes to our own embarrassment. But we do create winds, and when we move our arms or our hair or our body, we create our own little wind against these other objects. And when we bypass people, as I walk through you, the passing of each other creates winds. And when cars pass each other, or when the tides and the moon do their thing, and when the weather patterns do their thing, they take those winds and spread them around, and the planets moving against each other have their own winds between them, and our universe moving between other universes has winds between them, and so on and so on and so on. So the breath you're breathing right now has been everywhere. When you have that much information, take it. It beats $12.95 for somebody's book. It beats $10 and coming and listening to me when you could have done this at home, just gone... There's a lot of information in the breath. When I went through school, I barely cracked books. I'd go hold them in the library. I'd like my lab classes. My favorite story is I'd go to my lab class, and I checked into my lab class at the beginning of the year and said, I want to know every day you have a test. And then I left and didn't come back until the days of the test. And I came in and took the test, and on microscope day, I said, oh, that's an eosinophil, and that's a basophil. That's a polymorphonuclear leukocyte, whatever that is. They didn't ask me to tell them what it did. They just said, what is it? So these names came in, and I wrote the names down. There's information everywhere. You can know everything. Einstein talked about this. If you read anything Einstein's written, he totally tells you he channeled everything. Einstein's a gigantic violet person. He talks about how he was inspired and how everything comes to him. You guys all have this ability. You'll just become human beings. That is what we call ourselves. Instead of human doings. Get back into being. Get back into thinking that you're good enough just the way you are. Nothing is perfect, and everything else is too. Okay? You're perfect just the way you are, even if you're a screw-up. I'll raise my hand on that one. Both hands, feet. Other one I'd fall and show you what a screw-up I am. So breathe. Pay attention. These are really simple little exercises. They're more important than anything you'll get for $12.95 or coming listen to somebody tell you how to be a better person, which mostly says, give me money and I'll tell you. Well, here's how I'd like to do it. One of these days I'm going to do a workshop here and I'm going to charge $1,000 a person. And the fools that show up, I'm going to go, okay, I want you all to know you're perfect just the way you are. You can go home now. Thanks for the money. It might be the best lesson we all get. We can become BMW-aholics or Armani-aholics, or we can become Thunderbird Bookstore-aholics or Workshop-aholics or Rob-aholics. Or whatever. The thing is unless the information's telling you you're perfect just the way you are and to come to your center and to just be, don't waste your time. That's my judgment. I have to tell you, that's my judgment. Some people don't agree with that. But then again, when they're busy agreeing, they don't have much time because their arms are getting pretty tired. They've got so many books in them. You all are perfect just the way you are. And it's really time that we stop ending all this separation and coming back to our core and back to our beingness. And breathing's one of the biggest ways you can do it. So a lot of you stop breathing again. Pay attention. Breathe. Okay. Is all this making sense so far? Okay. Now, it's showing itself in every different way. Everything's micro, macro. And so one of the intense ways it's showing in my life is in relationship. And that includes my three ex-wives. So I had a therapist friend say to me once, with a mom like yours, it's going to take at least three marriages. And she was right. I've finally gotten close enough to even consider the possibility that it's me. So, that's the truth. That's not one of my jokes. Yeah, these two have their serious faces on because they know. that's funny. Hang on, I'm getting some stories in my head. Okay, so in the world of... indigos, I just want to finish that. They're telling me to finish that. The indigo era happens in 7 years, so that's the beginning of peace and harmony on Earth. When I look at the planet, it's vibrating in violet. It started in 69. If you'll go back and look at what happened starting in 69, you'll see that very purple things have been happening. And what we're getting closer and closer to is very indigo things happening. In fact, you'll find, if those of you who are entrepreneurs and want to make money, you'll find that within the next couple of years, indigo is going to be the new color. Right now, everybody thinks it's purple. Well, as we get near the end of this purple era, you'll see it's indigo. Well, there's a new watch out called Indiglo, and there's a band called Indigo. And it's just now starting. So for those of you who own tech... about peace and harmony, and those of you who want to have the best time in that world need to be unattached to outcomes and need to, so this is all homework time. The reason we're having our discomforts and our exhaustions and our stresses and strains aren't because of Reaganomics. It's really nice to blame someone else, but on all dimensions we need to blame